The truth is, the big schus is to come and to say Divrei Torah in front of such a wonderful thing. People come overseas to learn Torah. It's such a schus to be with such a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Kiddush Hashem. Since I would like to stick in as much as I could b'siyata d'shmaya into this year, so I usually always ask, if possible, all personal questions and so on. Questions of Neder Mitzvah Hashem, I'll stay after Ma'ariv, whoever wants questions. Only if it wasn't clear, because otherwise it's chaval, we want to stick in a lot of things. And also sometimes a person has a personal question, people on the side don't understand what was the question, what was the answer, and they space out, so it's to Elis HaTzibur to wait with the questions, Yemirtz Hashem, until afterwards, if possible. We all know, if one person damaged someone else's money, he has to pay. Whether he damaged it on purpose, whether he damaged it not on purpose. Open Mishnah Babakame, Chav Zayin, Medalf. Hafil B'Shoigek. No answers. You damage someone's moment, you gotta pay. Everyone knows if it's only a grama, he caused a damage to someone else's money. If he didn't do an act of mazik, Eli just caused the damage. So he's potter, but b'dinei shamayim is chayiv, and the shamayim is chayiv. But down here in court, they can't force it. So to understand, first of all, I have to understand four things. To understand exactly what we're talking about. Number one, when is it considered I'm only causing and I'm potter b'dinei adam, chayiv b'dinei shamayim? When is it considered I'm doing a maaseh mazik b'yadayim? When is it called I'm doing a damage? And when is it called I'm only causing? To be able to know, when am I chayiv, when am I not? Number one. Number two, do I have to do a nezik? Is there a din of a maaseh? Do I have to do an act of a maaseh? I stand still, and I'm just doing a damage automatically. For example, nowadays, they have all the kind of automatic things. You have different sensors that feel the body warmth, and they could close the door because of it. All of a sudden, the door closes by itself. It feels someone's there, so the door closes by itself. And if someone's object was there and was damaged by the closing of the door, is this called a cause and your potter b'din adam chayiv b'din shamayim? Is this called you were there and immediately it started to move, to close? Is this called damaging or is it called only causing? Is it chayiv b'din adam chayiv b'din shamayim? This is also legabi the shaila of by groma, how to magdir. Also by a mazik, also by a groma, but when I did not do an act, it happened by itself. Is this called a maise mazik? Is this called I damaged, or it's called only causing? Question number two. Question number three. The concept of a groma, they only caused. I didn't do, I just caused, and I'm part of an adam chayiv b'din shamayim. What does that mean? Does that mean I'm actually have to pay? Just in court, they can't force it on me. For example, you know you took $1,000 loan from somebody. No one else knows, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No witnesses, no nothing. Could court force you to pay it? No. You don't have no witnesses. But you're obligated to pay 100%. You're obligated 100% to pay the $1,000 whether no one knows, but you're obligated to pay. Do we say, when it was only a cause, it was only a grumma, it wasn't a maisa mazik, it was only a grumma. Do we say, chayiv b'din shamayim means you're actually chayiv, just the basin can't force it on you, but you're chayiv. Or no? Do we say actually you're potter? You're absolutely potter. There's no sins involved, potter. But sometimes in shamayim they punish even things, achmon slan, that there was no maisa aveira of any kind. You are potter, and still sometimes based in Shemala, the Shemayim sometimes give a punishment. For example, we see in Gemara Menachos, if you have a garment of four corners, you have to put tzitzis in the garment. Are you obligated to buy a garment with four corners? No, you're not obligated. You're potter. You're not obligated to get such a garment. If you have a garment of four corners, you got to put tzitzis in. You're not obligated to get a garment of four corners. But if you didn't get the garment of four corners, showing you don't care about the mitzvah, says the Gemara Menachos, Nachman and Slan's dangerous times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes Mishamayim, why didn't you honor the mitzvah? Go get a garment with four corners and put the tzitzis in. Why didn't you? I wasn't obligated. I was not obligated. But there could be a punishment from Mishamayim without the obligation. Open Gemara Menachos. So what about Groma's Chai B'Din HaShamayim? What does Din HaShamayim mean? Does that mean I'm actually Chayiv, 100% obligated to pay, just based on can't force it on? Like as if I don't have witnesses, so nothing can be forced on? Or it's not a question can't be forced on. Maybe I'm Potter. Just Chai B'Din HaShamayim means that it's a danger not to be punished me, Shamayim. A Groma, you caused the damage. You Chai B'Din HaShamayim? No, could say you're Potter, but you're scared not to be punished me, Shamayim. So what's the exact definition of a grom of chayiv din shemayim? Does it mean that you're potter and it's only a question of punishment shemayim, or actually chayiv like any other mitzvah, just a basin can force it on? Number three. Number four, since the Gemara says in Bo'a Basach of Gimel Amud Aleph, and the Goyen brings it halacha lemaisach hoshemishvot beginning of Shin Ayin Ches, and the Gemara says, the Goyen says the person halacha lemaisach, except for the paying money and groma, there's also aveira. Just you can't have ham and lobster. You're not allowed to cause a damage of any kind. The Starplun Kilis Yankev, beginning of Baba Kama, brings a list of Yisurah Deiraisa of someone that's not careful not to damage someone else. So the shaila is, how far does this go? If you're just some kind of far off causing a damage to somebody, you know how much pressure that makes? Any far off groma of some kind is already aveira? Well, that's quite scary. It's how far does this go? So with this Chai B'Din HaShamayim and Grama and the Avera of a Grama, how far does this go? How far do I have to be so worried not to damage anyone? How far does this go? So these are four points that have to be Meluban B'Siyata D'Shamayim. Again, when is it called a Grama? When is it called a Mazik? And do you need a maisa mazik or it's a matzias? Let's say the warmth coming out of your body caused the sensors to go off and damage. Are you chayiv or not? Number three, what's the definition of chayiv in the shamayim of a grama? Does that mean you chayiv just based on can't force it? Or really a potter? You just don't want to punish me shamayim? And how far is that? Allah is a grama. Grama shall grama shall grama shall grama. A thousand years later, also that's called grama. So we have to have these four gedorim to understand the gedorim of the sugya b'siyata d'shamayim. So let's start. We all saw the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ayin Zayin, Omud Beis. Someone tied up a different person. He put him not far from the river and opened the plug or let the water find some way to get to that guy's head. So, and he died. Is it called his ma'aseh and his chayiv, or it's not called his ma'aseh and his potter? Says the Gemara, it matters. If it's koach rishon, if it's his first power, chayv, it's called his maise. If it's only koach sheni, you're potter. What's exact definition of koach rishon, koach sheni? Rashi looks like he's contradiction himself in the sugi over there in Sanhedrin, if I in Zion or the Beis. Why? And what one minute Rashi calls it, and listen, it matters if the water jumped on him immediately or not. On the other side, Rashi calls it, is the water close to you or not? Is it a question of close and far? Or is it a question of immediate and not immediate? A difference of, if the missile is jumping very quick, it's very quick, but you're very far. Is it a question of close and far, or is it a question of immediate and not immediate? When is it chayiv? When it's immediate or when it's close? The Tuas Shor in Hashchita, Simon Zayin, was concerned with the steer in Rashi. He says, it's like Tupshatim, and both are true, he says. If it's either close or immediate, even though not close, either or is called your maise. The truth is, if not for the godless of the Tvua Shor, Parshat's reading of Rashi, like we all saw the Lashon of Rashi, doesn't sound like that L'chor. It's not saying inami, another pshat. It sounds like he's saying one big thing. If it's close, so it's going to go quick. The water has a certain speed. It's going to go quick. If you're close, the water goes quick. But the idea is the quick. The being close is just a chitimza. When it's close, so we are sure. When it's close, we are sure that it's also going to go quickly. But the idea is the quickness. But it's not two different pshatim. It's all the one question: is it quick or is it not quick? The truth is, it's clear that Reb Chaim Oizer and Achi Ezer learn pshat like I'm saying. That the close and far just shows, if it's close, I'm sure it's going quick. But the idea is, if it's going quick, it's called a Maisa Mazik. If it's going slow, so then it's called a Gromo. How do I see the Achi Ezer? Because the Achi Ezer brings the Yad Raman Sanhedrin. The Yad Raman Sanhedrin says, the Achi Ezer is Medayik from the Yad Rama, that if a person sends an arrow, and he has a shield in front of him to block the arrow, he knocks away the shield. So the Achiezer Medayik from Yad Rama matters. If it was close, so says Yad Rama, Yichayev, Koach Rishon. If it was far away, you're Potter. Says the Achiezer, look at Loshen Achiezer. Says the Achiezer, you know that shows us? That shows us if it's quick, it's Koach Rishon. If it's not quick, so it's not Koach Sheni. Nafkamina for electricity that goes quick. But just a minute, the Yad Rama said close and far. And Reb Chaim Oizer is saying quick and not quick. We see that Reb Chaim Oizer understood Pshat and Yad Rama. It's not that there was a cause of close and far. The idea that close and far, if it's close, I'm sure it goes quick. When it's far, I'm sure it's not quick. But the idea is the quickness. We see this also in Chaznish. Chaznish is Chas V'Sholem, a person holding a baby. He wasn't careful, he let go. And the baby, Rachman Litzlan, was all over. He didn't do nothing. It's the gravity that did it. He did not do a thing. The gravity killed the baby. He just wasn't careful. He wasn't holding carefully. The baby slipped out of his hands. But he didn't kill the baby. The gravity pulled him down. Says the Chazanish, that's like the water. The water is going by itself. And you took away the blockage and you let the water just go through. If so, says the Chazanish, we see if it goes immediately, Yechayev. Chaznish doesn't care if he's standing up holding a baby on the seventh floor, on the ground. Chaznish doesn't care if it's close or far. He doesn't say one word close and far. You know it's going to go very quick. It's good enough for the Chaznish to be called the Koach Rishon. So we've seen Chaznish also as Mashma. The idea is Koach Rishon and not Koach Rishon. Because it doesn't make any difference if you're standing at a place far up or you're a place low down. Chaznish doesn't care how you're close or far. It's always going to go quick. Gravity is going to pull the baby quick. So he's sure it's always Koach Rishon. Mashma Chaznish also, as long as you know it's quick, you know it's okay. Mishnabur is also Mokach Hazay. In the end of Reishnun Beis, says the Mishnabur, you open up the water that goes through like a tunnel, and there's a big pedal of a water mill, and the pedals are being moved, like a big circle with a bunch of pedals, and the water streaming underneath it, moving the big pedal. You open up that water. Says so the, whatever immediately is going to be moving over there and grinding up the in the mill over there, grinding up the wheat, is called your Maisa Nechashab, says the Mishnah Berurah. Why? Because this Gemara that we learn in Sanhedrin, whatever goes immediately, Yechayev. Shabur doesn't care if you are close or far. He only cares one thing, Mishnah Berurah. Is it immediately or it's not immediately? We see Mishnah Berurah's Mashma, Chazanish, Open of Chaim Arizer, Nachiez, they all say, like the Pashas of Rashi. The main thing is if it goes immediately, it's called Koach Rishon Yechayev. If it's not immediately, doesn't matter even though it's close, it's far. But if it's not immediately, you're Potter. Immediately, Chayev. If so, comes the second question. What's called immediately? What's called immediately to be called the Koach Rishon Yechayev and what not? Here comes another Gemara. Open Rashi. Cholin Tezayin Umadalif. Over there also is a watermill. And this time is a bunch of knives stuck onto the wheel. And you have animals, you're holding the animal's neck in front of the knives, and the water's pushing the big wheel, and the knives are shechting the animals, going around. So whatever's immediately koach rishon is called your shechita, and it's kosher. Whatever's not immediately, you're not. So it's possible. That's the Gemara. Says Rashi, what's called immediately? A contradiction in Rashi, effect the Rashash. Is it one circle the water mill is called immediately? And the second one already is called not immediately, the Shechita is possible? Oh no. First and second still call immediately. And only the third one is called not immediately. The truth is, the halacha, we paskin, because open Rambam and Tur, Kondra Prisha is also Pshat and Rashi, that what? It's only the first circle is called immediately. The second one already isn't. Open Shechano, Shechita, Simen Zayin, finished. So we know the amount of time. What's called immediately? I don't know the amount of seconds, but it's the amount of time that you open up the plug and the water streams and it makes the circle go. One circle of the water mill, and don't forget, it's the beginning of the stream, it's a heavy wheel. When it's already going quick, it's already running quick. But when it's not going quick, it's starting off the stream of water. You're starting off the water. It takes a few seconds to start the thing going. So the first circle is your ma'ase, your koach yishayin. But only the first circle, Shechonov Paskin, the first. So the amount of seconds it takes to move the water mill one time, this is the amount you call koach yishayin, yichayim, and nezikin. More than this, you're not chayim nezikin. This is part of the question, what's a grama? What's a mazik biyadayim? The answer is, when you didn't mamish damage with your hands, because you caused it, but if it's immediately, you don't have to be your energy, your muscles, your whatever. It just is, if it's immediately from you, comes the damage. What's called immediately? The amount of time. In the beginning of the stream, moves the big heavy water mill. The first circle, this is called the koach rishon yechayim. More time than this, you putter. Based on this, what should be the halacha? You pull up with the car. Like over here in front of the building, they have a big metal thing closing up the street, no cars come in. Sometimes, in some place they have, you can move up with the car, and all of a sudden these big metal things flap up and let you go through. If it crashes into someone's face and breaks his glasses, is this a grama? Or is it a mazik biyadayim? Well, if you pulled up, and you're pulling up, made the sensors feel it, and flapped the thing up in the guy's face, if it went so quick, like the amount of time, one circle, the water mill, you did it. It's a mazik. It's not a grama. Amazing. If so, I'll ask you another question. What's the halacha? Sensors that work on heat. Now they're pulled up. So let's see. The sensor feels the heat of your body and it moves things, closes things. So, Tshuva Sarashba, Huva La'alochim Shulchanoche Danashin Chesnich HaShabbos, says the Rashba, once, nowadays everything goes machinery, everything goes easy. But once every little thing was a big malacha, you know. Once they used to take some silk, I don't know what it is, some kind of a silkworm. But they used to have a wherever it's hiding inside some kind of a seed or some kind of silkworm, and they'll put it under the arm. And the silkworm, when it feels warmth of the human body, it crawls out of its shell, and it creates the silk thread, and they make beautiful silk clothing. Amazing. So beautiful. They put it under the arm, it feels the human body, and immediately starts manufacturing the silk threads to make silk clothing. Unbelievable. On Shabbos, you're walking around, no one knows, on the arm, you have plenty of worms crawling around, making silk thread. On Shabbos, is this called a malacha? Says the Rashba, it's a malacha de raisa. Why? Because it's feeling the warmth of your body, and while it's feeling the warmth under your arm, it's manufacturing the silk thread. So it's immediately by your warmth is doing it. If so, it's koach rishon. And if koach rishon is chayiv, it's a ma'ase, it's a melech lashem, it's chayiv d'raisim. Chayiv skila. Amazing. Who are you going to give skila to? The worm? The worm's not chayiv mechil Shabbos. The person who's giving off warmth, and the worms feel that warmth, and they're creating things on Shabbos, it's as if you're creating that thread. Unbelievable. We see without the ma'aseh, it's just there. It sounds from the Rashba, it was there from Erev Shabbos. It was stuck with the scotch tape from Erev Shabbos already. But it's there on Shabbos, and your body warmth is giving it out. Like a thermometer, the digital thermometer, feels the warmth and starts making electricity. It's a problem with Chil Shabbos. Because the warmth as doing things is mamash ma'aseh. Mamash ma'aseh, not a grama. Well, if so, same thing also the sensors. If a sensor feels your warmth, and immediately feeling your warmth, it starts moving things and closing doors and opening doors and gates and I don't know, feeling the warmth of your body. It's just like the Rashba. Shechanov passing the Rashba. Shtaber passing the Rashba. So if immediately feeling your warmth, already is doing it. If so, yichayev. So this is the first Shaila was answered. When is it called a krech? When is it called a Maisa Mazik? When it's immediately. What's called immediately? The first circle in the beginning of the stream of water, that's the amount of immediately, which is chayiv. As far as the second question, do you need a maise? No, we see in Tshuva Sarashba, and we see in the Mishnah Berurah, Hitzush tells, Tichas Nezikin, Tichas Shabbos. So also, let's go back. We see it's called a Maise Mazik, it's called a Maise, whatever, Shabbos, as long as feeling the warmth immediately did something, already is called a Maise Gomer. If so, also it's only a warmth, of feeling the car, feeling the body, also it's called your Maise. Weiter. The Sova we spoke about, a Groma Miyad, is called your Maise. Next step. There's another kind of a thing which you are Chayiv, even though it's not Miyad. When is that? According to some place, not Miyad. When is that? The Gemara says, Babakama Dafkuf, Groma's Pater, Garmi is Chayiv. What's the difference, Groma and Garmi? What's the difference between Groma and Garmi? Choices all over Shas. For example, where Basra of Bezin, and other places, bring one opinion is that what till now we were calling a Maise Mazik or Tzmiyad, this is the thing called Garmi. A Grama, which is your Maise Mediraisa, a Grama, which is your Maise Mediraisa, Kutzmiyad, this is the concept called Garmi, and that's what you have. Other Rishonim disagree, say, no, that's not called Garmi. That's a Maise Mazik B'Yadayim. So what is it called, a Garmi? There's another opinion in Tosafot that says, you know what a Garmi is? There's no difference Grama and Garmi. So what does it mean, Garmi is Chayv, Grama is Potter? It means something else. Chazal made a Knas. Whenever there's Nezikin Hashchichim, it's Shachiach the Nezik. It happens a lot of times, people do these things. Chazal made a knas mid Rabbanon, you gotta pay. Even the Yagrama really should not have to pay. But Lamais Rabbanon said you gotta pay from a knas de Rabbanon. Only a knas de Rabbanon. Then we gave you a punishment, because it happens a lot, happens often. Chazal needed, saw there's a need to punish and make you pay even a grama. But if the grama is such that happens a lot of times, Shechiach, you gotta pay. Even though it's not mitzad adiraisa, mitzad knas de Rabbanon. The Ramon Shulchan Aruch and then the Shin Pei Vav and the Goyin and a lot of Poskim Paskin like this opinion Tosfos. Garmi, which is even though it's not Miyad, but it happens a lot, Yechayev. Why? A Knas Mid Rabbonon. Machlek is a Poskim, what does that mean? The Shach means it only referring to the kind of things that were Shachiach in the time of the Gemara. Things that were Shachiach in the time of the Gemara, those kind of things, Chazal said you have to pay. But things that were not Shechiach in time of Gemara, different kind of electrical things, different kind of things with the banks nowadays, and all the kind of stocks, and if you're cheating other kind of things, and making damages to people, different kind of things, didn't have in the time of the Gemara. Only things with Shechiach in the time of the Gemara, Chazal made this punishment. Things that only nowadays Shechiach, and then was not Shechiach, so the Shach says you don't have to pay. The Ramah and most Poskim disagree with this. Say in every generation, whatever Shachiach to be done, bad one person to another person, the kind of damages with the Grama, which is Shachiach to be done, and once it's Shachiach to be done, these kind of things, in this generation, Tov Shin Pei Beis, now, basin nowadays, could give the punishment. And they have to say you have to pay you not the Grama. Why? What's the explanation to it? Why? Says the Goyen, similar also in Aruch HaShulchan, the explanation is as follows. The explanation is because that since Beis Din have a right to punish even if it's not Mikra Din. In every generation, if Beis Din see there's a need to punish, they're allowed to punish, they have the ability to do so. If so, also over here, if they see a generation, a lot of people are fooling on some kind of idea, and this idea is going into the business, going into the market, and a lot of people are doing this aveira of fooling and cheating and making people damages and grumma and these kind of things, and it became a milta de shchicha, a lot of people are doing this. Based in that every generation were given the rights and the power to mechayev, even though it's not mitzad adin, but they're allowed to and they're supposed to punish and make people pay, even though api adin should not be have to pay, but since it's shachiach in this generation, you have to have to pay. So we see over here, except there's two kinds of cases of grama, which is what you have to pay anyway, b'dini adam. One is when it's miyad, like the circle of the watermill we saw, and the second case is a case milzad ashchicha. A thing is Shachiach according to the generation. If it's Shachiach, if the people do this to each other and they cause this kind of a damage, Onz Yechayv. Well, you should know, I think I'm sure, by firm yidden for sure, the second kind of chiyuv, just because shachiach nowadays, usually I don't think it's going to happen. You know why? Because the shach holds, in Shin Pei Vav, Sivkot Nevov, that the second kind of chiyuv, the chiyuv, when a shachiach, the knas drabonon, the shach says only when you did on purpose, the guy's a cruel guy, he's damaging people on purpose, memezid, only then, beis to make the knas and he has to pay. But when it's not the case, he's not on purpose, b'shoigeg, b'oynis, or b'shoigeg, beis to won't punish him, even though shachiach is b'shoigeg, open shach. So even though telling the truth and Tosfos is not mashmazeh, that's a shach paskin. So lemaise, unless the guy was cruel and on purpose wanted to damage people in a milsad of the kind of thing that people damage nowadays, if it's not going to be on purpose, she doesn't have to pay. Because it's a special knas rabbonon. And they only made a knas that people that cruelly did on purpose, the kind of knas, the milsad of shchicha. So usually we're only left with the first kind, if it's a groma miyad, yichayev. If it's not a groma miyad, you're not chayev. If someone on purpose did a thing, a kind of damage, a shachiach in this generation, you have another case to be chayev. Until now we spoke about, when is it called a mazik biyadayim? It's chay b'dini adam. Now let's go to a thing a little bit more scary. The halachas of groma, which is part of b'dini adam, and chayev b'dini shamayim. When you cause the damage to someone else, and it wasn't kwech rishon, it was a kwech sheni or something far off. What is the hagdara over here? What's called a chay b'din shamayim, we asked. Does it mean you're chayiv, this basement can't force it on? Or it means you're potter, just you want to be clean, not to punish the shamayim, so you better pay? You should know it's open ketzois that talks about this point. The ketzois at the end of Lamed Beis, Sivkot and Aleph, says the ketzois, and the Ketzos in Ayin Hei is touching another Nekuda in the same issue. But what? Says the Ketzos. Lamed Beis says Kuen Aleph. Says the Ketzos. Sometimes a groma, you're at fault to the extent that you're chayev afilu b'dinei, you're chayev, but just the basin can't force it out. And sometimes it's so far away, so far-fetched, that you cannot say that this person is chayev and just that the basin can't force it out, at least potter altogether. Because you don't want to be punished, so you better pay. But really a potter, the only reason to pay is because you don't want to punish Mishamayim. Sometimes like this, sometimes like that. How to do that? Because Baruch Hu knows when is it like this, when is it like that. Open Ketzos. Amazing. Open Ketzos. Says the Ketzos, for example, a goyrim li goyrim. When you caused one A, and from A went on to B. Then it's for sure, it's only a question too far away. You're not chayiv and basin can't force it on. You're not chayiv b'chlal. Just, you better be careful. Ask him mechila, pay him something for what happened. To clean yourself, just not be punished in the shamayim. So, first, let's take an example about this kind of a thing. Some, nowadays with corona, we heard before I started about the taking the test, this and that. Someone wasn't careful. He knows he was by his grandfather. No one else in the house. He found out he has corona. And then his grandfather got it from him. It must have been from him. No one else was around. His grandfather never went out of the house for the last half a year. And he knew he had corona. He was taking care of his grandfather. He wasn't careful. His grandfather was hospitalized. He had to put out a lot of money. Does he owe his grandfather money now? Medina Adam. Medina Shemayim. And what about if someone else caught it from his grandfather? Goyrim li goyrim. How does this go? Is he chayim b'dini adam? He knows that's his fault. Impossible. The guy didn't go out of the house except for you. Do you have to pay dini adam? What about dini shamayim? Not b'dini adam. Chayim b'dini shamayim. Well, let's make a cheshbon. How does it go? How does a person catch the germs from one person to the next? Does it go miyad? No, it's not miyad. The germs are floating in the air somehow. Until it doesn't go to a few seconds like the first circle of the whatever. Maybe yeah, maybe not. You don't know. You don't know how fast it went. You don't know if the koach is a koach sheni. The doctors in America, I heard, said for 8 minutes later, someone sneezed or coughed, could be in the air for 8 minutes later. You don't know if it went, the guy caught it immediately, quick enough, within a circle of a thing. You don't know. Oh, it goes in the air, but the guy didn't catch it. If someone lets out the water, it doesn't get to the guy's face until half a minute later. So you missed it. So, Mimela, you don't know what happened miyad. So, Avadia Potter Medina Adam, no question about that. What about Medina Shemaim? How to mark the Medina Shemaim? Can we try to save in some way Medina Shemaim over here? Comes the Chuba Sarama, was in the pamphlets. It says something shocking. I don't understand, to tell you the truth. Says the Rama, there was a maise, someone rented out his apartment to someone else. And then he found out that the woman that was living there had a terrible, contagious sickness. I don't want these germs around my house. I thought I'm renting it out to normal, healthy people. All of a sudden, the guy has corona. He doesn't want, in the beginning of the corona, people were real scared, you know. So, especially Skinner. And the guy was frantic. I wanted them out. Get out of my house. He's all going mishugah. So the Rama says, Says the Rama, two guys next to a sick person. One got it and one didn't catch. Why? You see, health is a question completely b'day shamayim. So there's no mekechtos. I brought the Chuvah Sarama on the pamphlets. Do I understand it? No. Says the Rama, and if you won't say it like this, you mavatal mitzvah b'kecholim, says the Rama. Well, no b'kecholim, if you have contagious sicknesses, I would say, Lulig Godler, the Heilige Rama, the Goyster Rama, I say, yeah, b'kuach nevesh, is doicha the kol ha-teri kula, including the mitzvah b'kecholim, you know? He's amazing. But b'cholim, and what comes out clear over there is, the Rosh holds, in Ba'abasach HaBezim with Beis, you have a way, if it's miyad, he wants to stick in another thing. It should also be, for sure, you're going to be mazik. It's so, when you see the guy's face is close, and you know, when you pull up at the car, it's going to pop up, it's going to go inside the guy's face, bogi yezeka. For sure, by sickness, it's not for sure the guy's going to catch it. There's no bogi, that's for sure. Plus, you have no way to say that you know for a fact it was immediate. Also that and that. Well, so quick, the guy caught it, like the water, one circle of watermelon. You don't know that either. But as far as if one thing is for sure, the ktsais is far off, goyrim the goyrim kind of a thing. There's a question at least of being punished, mishtamay machmon islan. That's a scary one. So the ktsais is saying, even real far off, a goyrim to a goyrim. So you made Joe be sick, and Joe made Mo be sick. It's a goyim li goyim. Mishamayim, it's scary not to be punished. As Eshten Ktzayis. I feel like goyim li goyim, which is potter to pay money, but the problem not to be punished mishamayim. Alchem de shamayim with the other kind of Ktzayis. That's a real scary one. If so, once the vice. So someone has symptoms, he's sick, better not go out. I'm not talking about the law, I'm talking halachically. Why? Because maybe it's going to be goyim li goyim. He might cause someone chas v'shalom in some way, and he doesn't want to be punished from shamayim. Scary. Well, if so, one step weiter. Half the oilam, a big part of the winter, they have a cold. He's sneezing and he's coughing. We all know this from experience. How could he go out to work, to shul? Maybe you can make someone else. Be mazikim, maybe him catch a cold. You sneeze, you look around in the office. One guy has a cold. Within 3 days, everyone's sneezing, everyone's coughing. None to the corona, just sneezing. It's also a mazik. Make them feel no good. So how are you allowed to walk outside? Someone has a cold. Has to stay inside? Hayala ladas? So what's the kedorim? Here comes the fourth shaylamis. In Groma, how far does this go? Real scary one. How far is it? How far do you have to be careful in these kind of zachen? Says the Nesivis, Kuf Nun Hei, Sifkot Nyod Ches. Says the Nesivis, he brings the rifling bomb of Boba Basra and others. Says the Nesivis, things that if you're going to tell me has to be careful, he can't act normal. Things you tell me got to be careful, he can't act normal in his own office, in his own place, just can't act normal. You can't ask a person to be a malach, says the Nesivis. Nesivas Kufnun Hei, Sivkot Nyud Ches. If you're going to tell a person every time he's sneezing, he can't go to work, he can't go to shul, he can't, because maybe he's going to mazik somebody, you're telling him he can't have a normal life. How many times this winter, each and every one of us already had a cold? Either a sneeze or a cough or something. Something. So you have to close down earth. You can't be like that. Says Nesivas, you can't ask people to be a bunch of angels. A thing that if you're going to tell me, has to be so careful. So he has to close down. He can't go to work. He can't go to show. He can't, his own backyard, he can't go because this, that, and the other. This is my backyard. I have to be able to use normally and so on. The kind of things that you say, if you're going to have to be careful, I can't use my life normally, my place normal and everything else. Hashem is not asking this from us, says the Nesivas. If so, that's the answer. When a person's normal day to day, sneezing and coughing, and everyone's coughing around. That's the way it goes in the summer, in the winter, you know? So you're allowed to act normal. You can't ask a person to be an angel. Could you ask him to put on a sweater when he shouldn't catch a cold? But can't, once you got a cold, you can't tell him, you can't walk outside like that. Acting normal is permissible. But a person has symptoms, he has a contagious, dangerous sickness. That's something else. That's not normal day to day, saying that I can't act normal. Well, he should wait until he knows he's healthy enough, he's not getting someone else sick, and then he has to. Misad the Avera Shaboy. Because the Groma is Avera. To pay the Eved, he doesn't have to pay. Because not a Kohachishan. Punish Mishamayim, Afilu Goyer and the Goyer, maybe he made a second, third person. It's also scary. Why do you go out and you have symptoms? But normal day to day, having a cold kind of a thing, these kind of things, no one's asked to be an angel. You're able to try, don't sneeze in someone's face. That's something else. But normal act behavior, no one's asking us to be angels. Based on all this, now what do you say? If so, what about Ein Hara? People think Ein Hara is superstition. It's not. The Gemara says, "Bamatzia kuf zainum at beis." Most people die from Ein Hara. Open Gemara. What is Ein Hara? Chazanish explains in the Bo Basan Likutim. It's in the pamphlet. Says the Chazanish, when someone's jealous, someone's making a mazel tov, another mazel tov, another mazel tov. He has simchas and nachas, and someone else can't stand it. He's jealous. Why does he have so many nice things? He can't stand it. When he's asking the question over here, says the Chazanish, up in Shemaim they're also asking, who says he deserves to have simchas all the time? Who says he deserves to have all the wonderful success all the time? He's asking the question. They're asking the question up there. And a lot of people, says Chazanish, that's why Achmon is so dangerous, Ein Hara, people should not die from this, says Chazanish. Oma Chazanish. Now I want to ask you, is this miyad? When a person looks at someone else's success and he can't stand, so jealous he can't stand it. And the outcome, the long run is, based in Shamala, they say, and outcome Ein Hara. Is this a person? Say a person has to pay money for this? Eliyahu and nobody's going to tell you. You should know the reason the person died, was damaged, lost his money, is because of Ein Hara. Now, what does that mean? So the one who gave Ein Hara has to pay? No. It's only a grama and it's not miyad. This doesn't happen in half a second, like that. It's not miyad. It's not chai b'dinei adam. As far as dinei shamayim, if he caused it, it's scary. Says the Orach HaShulchan, Shinayim Ches Hashem Yishpot. B'din HaShemayim Yizchayev. B'din HaShemayim Yizchayev. Because we learned, even though it's not Miyad, and it's only a grama, but far off, at least, if not Mamash Chayev to pay, at least he has to, ask forgiveness or something, find some way to console. If he knows it's very possible, that's what he did. If so, I want to ask you a question. I don't know, people are all nervous over here, you know? So it's no good. So is that, how far does this go? The last question we asked in the beginning, how far do you have to be scared? Well, says Shulchan Aruch, Siman Ayin Hei, Sif Yud. Says Shulchan Aruch Hashem Mishpat. If you walk over to someone, you know, I'm not sure, maybe I took a loan from you and I didn't pay it back. I don't remember. The guy says, also, I don't remember. Are you supposed to pay? I'm not bedini adam for sure not, but bedini shamayim. You walk over to someone, I don't remember. Did I ever take a loan from you $100 and then pay you? I don't remember. Neither one of them remember. Do they have to pay? No. Shechanoch, ayin heisif yud. You know why? Savek nischayavti pater afila bedina shamayin. Meaning, if you know you took the loan and you don't remember if you paid back, neither one remembers if you pay back, to be claimed the shamayin, you gotta pay. Because you know you took the loan. You bechezkas chiyuv. You know you took a loan. You don't remember you paid back. Pay back now. But if you don't even know you took the loan, you were thinking about to take the loan, you don't remember if at the end you took the loan or not. You don't remember you took a loan. Neither of you remember. You're part of I'm paying, I feel to be clean the shaman. You're clean. If so, don't feel bad. Here we come saving the day. You're scared. Maybe I made this one sick. Maybe that. Maybe this. Maybe this. If it's a sofek nischayavti. If it's a sofek, maybe you made someone sick. You don't know if you were or not. You don't know. It's only if you know for a fact when it's scary. Someone took care of his grandfather. He had the symptoms. And still he came. And his grandfather got it. He has to feel bad. Because he knows it was him. He has to look for a way for a kapara. He knows he did it. So he needs a kapara. But someone's suffering this chayavti and is not being tavea. You're part of him within the shamayim. Here's the big savior. About the idea of, you know, it's a real big, beautiful savior. Givaldik. Let's put it all in a nutshell. What did we see today? If a person caused a damage, it was so immediate after whatever, his act or whatever, within the amount of time, I could picture this one circle of the watermill, Yechayev b'dinei Adam. Go pay. Even if it wasn't the ma'aseh you did, it was only the water, the body warmth, like the Tshuva Sarashba, also is a problem. And if you know on purpose, you cause someone, sometimes in business, different people, the Yetzirah overcame him and caused a damage to someone else's business, whatever. If he knows he did it and it was on purpose, a kind of thing that in the Goyish Havel, these things happen a lot, in Tov Shem Pei Beis, according to the Rama, according to the Shach, according to the Goyim, according to Orach HaShulchan, according to Rav Vosner, according to Michas Yitzchok, that's a real scary one. But usually, from Yidden, I'm sure, didn't do something on purpose. Hard for me to believe. So, but the Miyad is a big problem. As far as the Chayiv B'dinei Shamayim and Groma, we saw in the Ketzor, there's two kinds of Chayiv B'dinei Shamayim. One is, your Chayiv is based on can be Tavea. Another kind is, even if you're Potter, but it doesn't mean you're not going to be punished. Says the Ketzois, his two shells, the Gemon Kedushin Mem Gimel, sounds a big punishment, sounds a small punishment, but it's scary. Over a big savior on this issue is, a big savior on this is, when you're sovig nischayavti, you're not sure, Bichlal, did you ever cause the damage? And the other one also doesn't, you're part of filum medina shamayim. This is far the shir. I would just like to express my greatest pilus. There's a lot of people in America. None of them, Kimat none of them, are called Mevakshe Hashem. After 120, I always say this. After 120, somebody had a special title of honor. There's a title of honor called Mevakshe Hashem, the Gemara at the end of Brachas. Who gets a special title? Olam Haba? No one else has that title. Only a few people. People that go from one country to the next, is the Gemara, to learn Torah. In Olam Haba, no one is as important as them who are called Mevakshe Hashem, searchers of Hashem. It's open Gemara. No one else, whoever didn't come, doesn't have a special name. Number one. Number two. Also, your grandma, all those who didn't come, you should know, if they're friends of yours, a lot of them are jealous. Next time they're going to come. because it makes a lot of you spineless. Going to a different country to learn Torah. It's also another grandma. When children and grandchildren, Tati, the Zayde, went to a different country, just learned Torah. How much chashivas it gives. We should all be zeiche. The bonim, oiskim, batere, mamu kavod shemayim.